A desire to explore the world beyond home can lead to learning, certainly, and to trouble as well. Students will discover that, and so will others. Here's writer James Brawley, who searched for a particular kind of help led first to a dead end and then a distracting detour.
I'm telling my new psychologist, I've been thinking of cheating on my wife. A lot. But I don't want to be unfaithful because that's not who I am. And I can't put these feelings together, and they're tearing me apart. He says, what do you want from me? You're a psychologist. Help me stop wanting to cheat. Surely it's a sign of some underlying personality disorder you can diagnose and cure. It doesn't work that way, he says. You have to make a commitment first, to cheat or not cheat, then act instead of talking. Then I can help you deal with the consequences. But I don't want to make a commitment. I like talking. That's why I'm here. This goes on for the 10 sessions my health insurance company agreed to pay for, until my psychologist says he can't see me anymore, unless I pay for it myself. My therapy's not medically necessary, not a mental health problem. It's a personal problem, and that's not covered. So I call up my health insurance company again and ask for another referral and another 10 sessions, and they give me a name and number, this time of a woman. And I make an appointment, and she opens her door in a miniskirt. I'm spending the whole session looking at her legs, trying not to get caught, when she says, what are you thinking? This is a little awkward, I say, but I'd like to have sex with you. You realize that's not possible, she says. In my fantasy life, anything's possible. Let's get back to reality, she says. Do you think we can get past that and get some work done? I look at her legs and say, I don't know, but I'd like to try. Good, she says. I think I can help you. And I believe her, and so does my health insurance company. So once a week, I get to talk to a beautiful smart woman, other than my beautiful smart wife, about anything I want, absolutely guilt-free. Finally, after 15 years of monogamy, wanting to philander is medically necessary.
James Brawley's a writer living in New York City. He's currently at work on a book of personal essays called I Should Be Committed, Life in a Marital Institution. We don't know Mrs. Brawley, but we extend wishes for the best of luck.